The days when all businesses were run by men and few women worked are long behind us, but it's not like we have the opposite situation now. So there are still groups giving women business a chance to compare notes and support each other, like WESO, the Women Entrepreneurs of Southern Oregon. WESO is about education and support, as is Rogue Valley-based Community Works, with programs dedicated to women as well. Terry Manser is the president of WESO here in the studio with me. Welcome, Terry.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. And Laura O'Brien is with us from Community Works, where she's the executive director. Welcome, Laura.
It's a pleasure to be here this morning.
Let's get some information about your organizations in general terms first and remind our listeners as well. You can check out our Facebook page in just a few moments and see a picture of Terry and Laura from just a few moments ago. They actually could crack a smile at 8 o'clock in the morning, which is always a respectable thing. Let's get a little history of the groups. Let's talk about WESO first.
Okay, the Women Entrepreneurs of Southern Oregon is a nonprofit organization that is dedicated to supporting women entrepreneurs through education, networking, and support. Now, when I say it's a networking organization, yes, but really I like to think of it as more of an educational institution because we, on a monthly basis, have dinner meetings that include an hour-long educational presentation. And we also have other opportunities. We have, in fact, I'll probably be talking a little bit later on about our March 12th Women Entrepreneurs Showcase coming up and all of the educational opportunities there.
That's your big annual event?
Yes, yes, big event.
All right. Now let's talk a bit about Community Works. You support and educate women as well, but in somewhat different ways and with a somewhat broader focus, I would think.
Yes. Well, Community Works is a multifaceted agency that provides services for individuals who've been traumatized in some way, including women and families. And in fact, all of our programs really support those categories of individuals. We have the Lithia Springs program located in Ashland, which serves adjudicated youth in helping them get their education wrapped around a high school diploma or a GED with support systems in place. We have our youth and family programs, which is headquartered in Medford at our Main Street office, and that is also wrapped around education and support with transitional housing and life skills classes. And we also have our victim services department, which is what we're here to talk about today, which includes the support services for women who have been traumatized along with their families in our Dunhouse shelter. And we provide outreach and education for individuals through many different social services and police agencies and areas like Access and the On Track, where we have advocates who are served there to do referral for resources in the community so they can build their rebuild their lives after abuse or trauma.
Are there joint ventures between WESO and Community Works, particularly victim services?
There are, actually. We're really excited this year. The Women Entrepreneurs of Southern Oregon has chosen Community Works Dunhouse as the recipient of not only a donation, but we are also supporting the group by having them participate in our Women Entrepreneurs Showcase on March 12th. They are going to have a table there, and we are asking people to contribute to this fabulous organization through financial donations, but also, I believe, are you going to be collecting some additional supplies for the Dunhouse?
Yes, yeah, there are always needs at the Dunhouse because not only we're providing a 30-day residential shelter for these individuals, but we're also helping to supply support for them as they move on with their lives in new apartments or homes to help educate them on how they can get jobs and things that are necessary when you start opening up a new household or some things that are as simple as toilet paper, diapers, dishware, all sorts of houseware support systems that can help them get a head start when they move on with their lives.
How long do people usually spend time at the Dunhouse?
Our shelter is a 30-day shelter. And so some individuals are there for a shorter amount of time, but many of them are there for the full time. One of our big initiatives right now is to try to secure funds locally and regionally to help us build our program of transitional housing, which is the next step for the individuals who've been at the shelter, because you can't necessarily pull your life together and rework your future in 30 days. And this transitional housing initiative provides not only continued education and support for the individuals, but also some subsidization for finding rentals or homes for them to move into with their families.
So a longer-term kind of program where you get on your feet at Dunn House and then get a little more stability and,
exactly.
And support system under you in transitional housing.
Right.
And then, of course, to move on to start your own business, because the women who find their way to Dunn House, I think that takes a lot of strength. And it's the same sort of strength that one would need to start their own business, have the courage to do that.
All right, talking to Women Entrepreneurs of Southern Oregon, Terry Mansour is the president at WeSell. Laura O'Brien is the executive director at Community Works, which includes Victim Services, which includes the Dunn House Shelter. And as you heard, some prospects in the future for things like transitional housing. Join us on the exchange with your questions or comments, 800-838-3760, out and about the listening area, 800-838-3760. Emails go to jx@jeffnet.org or check out the picture of our guests on Facebook. Let's talk about the ongoing use of services, and I'll start with Dunn House and the Victim Services at Community Works. Is there any lessening over time? Is society getting the idea that abusing women is not a good thing to do?
Well, Terry and I were just talking about that a little while ago. I think that there has always been an issue with abuse or assault in women's lives, but in light of the cultural changes of the last 15, 20 years, as more pressures and more societal impacts on family lives, I believe that it's been an increase in the abuse situations, not just regionally but nationally. One of the beautiful things that as more and more people become aware of this resource, we are actually seeing more use of the shelter because people are more comfortable in stepping out and asking for and receiving the services that are out there. And we, as the general public becomes more aware of this resource, they are also helping support individuals that they engage with, whether it be family or friends or colleagues who may be facing this situation, to help them become more educated about this resource.
So the stigma or shame that might have prevented people from reaching out for that help before is lessening, and people are seeking out services.
That is what our belief and our hope is, because that's why we're here, and we're welcome the opportunity to be invited and being supported by WESO for us to get the word out more about this resource so we can help make the change in culture that we all desire in that domain.
So let's talk a bit more about WESO then and how it formed up and how many members you have. I mean, is it a growing organization? Are you holding steady over the years? I'm just curious, as time goes on and it's less of an issue that women run businesses, how necessary people see WESO to be.
Well, I think there are several organizations out there that support businesses, and many of them are networking groups. But I think there's always a need, especially for people who are just starting up their business, to learn some of the resources that are out there in the Valley, and also to be educated in things like, for example, recently we had Jackie Truax, a CPA, come in and talk to us about taxes for small businesses. And we had a very successful program a couple weeks ago where we had Robert Arnott come in and talk to us about how to create videos for websites, which is a big trend these days, and that was a very popular event. We also have other events coming up that include, for example, April 9th, we have Kathy Calley, who's going to be talking on the entrepreneurial mindset. This is their... You need a positive attitude to be successful in business. So she'll be talking about that on April 9th. On May 14th, we have Jessica Gomez, who's going to be talking about avoiding the tipping point. Now, very often we are trying to juggle everything, but if we can create a support team to help balance our lives, and for one thing, we need to learn how to delegate. And she'll be talking about that on May 14th. And then finally, we have another program, a dinner meeting that is on June 11th. Stephanie Hoffman, she's a well-known local small business development center, and she is going to be talking about So You Think You Have a Good Business, and it's how to receive feedback and ideas on building your business. I also want to mention briefly here, the reason why we chose Community Works Dunn House is that both organizations are very similar in that we're both supporting women, and we're supporting them through education and through support. And in both cases, it's really women that are trying to better themselves. And I think this is how the two groups really fit together.
Not necessarily every person who emerges from Dunhouse is going to be looking to start a business. I mean, is there
right.
is WESO just all about business owners, or can you be an employee at somebody else's business and join WESO?
Really good point. Actually, it's really for anyone who wants to learn some of these skills. It's open to everyone. In fact, it is even open to men. I know, right? we do have men at most of our monthly meetings. And even though we have women in our name, Women Entrepreneurs of Southern Oregon, we actually do offer our services up to the men as well.
It sounds like you can learn a bit from each other.
Yes, absolutely.
And what's the approximate membership now of WESO?
Oh, so it's approximately 50 members presently. And we usually grow at this time because we're about to do our big showcase event. So there's a big push that occurs. Some of the reasons why women will join the Women Entrepreneurs of Southern Oregon, besides these educational programs, there's also, in general, some networking opportunities to get to know some of the other businesses in the Valley. And we also, there are, by becoming a member, you are listed on the website, and there are some reduced prices for the meetings and events. And there's also some WESO member discounts. The members of our organization will provide discounts to each other as well.
All right. Lots going on between Community Works and WESO, Women Entrepreneurs of Southern Oregon. You can join our conversation with Terry Manser from WESO and Laura O'Brien, Executive Director of Community Works, at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. And the Rogue Valley, same number, 800-838-3760, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Grab your headphones. We have a call here. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. This is Anonymous in Ashland. Welcome to our conversation with Laura O'Brien and Terry Manser.
Hi. First of all, I'm just full disclosure. I'm probably going to cry while I talk to you because I have a huge thing to thank Laura for. Back in the late 90s, I had to leave my son's father because he was abusive, and it was horrible. My son was very small, and I was alone because that's what happens. They isolate you. They put you on your guard, and they change your life by putting you in a position of not having any support because they just slowly, by degrees, isolate you from your family and your friends. I sought your assistance in getting out and away, and I turned my life around immediately. I went back to school. I got my degree. I got a second degree. I raised my son on my own entirely. I had support of a couple of family members who moved here after they got past their consternation that I would dare leave a partner, which was fascinating. I had to educate them about what domestic abuse actually is. And I wanted to just say that, you know, even in the face of all the understanding of what domestic violence is in all its incarnations, from, you know, verbal abuse, emotional abuse, psychological abuse, physical abuse, withholding, all the different forms that abuse takes, I suffered all of them. And I'm looking at Dunhouse as an incredible resource for local women and men even, you know, in a smaller degree, and just the understanding that you guys provide a service that is invaluable. And I hope with all my heart that your transitional housing program happens, because you're right. You can't turn your life around in 30 days. It is impossible. But I made it happen. I did the best I could under the circumstances and changed everything and never looked back. So I wanted to thank you from the bottom of my heart. My son thanks you, too. We donate regularly, and we actually need to figure out how to get some domestic supplies to you guys. So I'll take my answer off the air, and thank you so much for everything you do. It's invaluable. Oh, and someone invited me to be a member of WESO, so I wanted to say that.
Okay, both of those going on. Thank you so much for the call. Very much appreciate you sharing the story with us.
What a great story. I love that.
And I applaud your strength, because without your strength, those changes wouldn't have manifested in your life.
30 days, and the Dunhouse, as I understand it, is not a terribly big place. With a name like House, I can't imagine it's a huge building or anything. So what's your capacity there, and are you often at that capacity?
We are often at our capacity, and that generally, I mean, generally we are housing from 20 to 30 individuals pretty constantly. Yeah, and many of those are children as well, because when the families, the women leave the abusive situation, they're bringing their families with them.
And you mentioned the transitional housing. So at this point, I mean, where do women tend to go when they come out of the Donetsk? Because they're generally not going to go back to the home unless the abusing partner is no longer there.
Unfortunately, for many women, the options are limited, and some women and their children will return to the abusive environment with the hope that there will be change. But very frequently, those individuals will be back at the shelter in relatively short order, and it's rare that a quick turnaround happens when you've come from an abusive situation, that the abuser is going to be changing that quickly. Currently, our agency is supplying support systems to network individuals with other resources, like from Access and other social service agencies, to try to identify where we can get them into housing. But it's a difficult, challenging situation, and many the access to the number of housing units that are available to our clients is pretty limited. So that's why our agency is currently so dedicated and committed to acquiring financial and support funds so that we can move into additional transitional housing options for our clients.
Are we talking potentially several more years then before that becomes reality?
We currently have a small program in place. We've had some local donors who've given us some money to try to expand that to find some site-based apartments and support systems. But we are really wanting to see within this next year enough money to really subsidize a program that's solid and supportive in the community.
When our caller was talking about her situation with her family and having to go to the Dunn House in the 90s, I was thinking, well, it seems like a very long time ago now, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. But the fact is that we're still talking about needing this service. And I found myself writing notes about, boy, we really have some old thought patterns about how people get to treat each other in relationships still hanging on.
Mm-hmm.
When you got into this business years ago, Laura O'Brien, did you think that perhaps by now we might be having a different conversation?
I would think that would be everybody's hope.
Yes.
The situation is that domestic violence is a pattern of behavior used to establish power and control over another person. And that's usually through fear and intimidation, as our caller referenced. And we not just nationally, but globally face issues of power and control initiatives in relationships. And so our hope would be that that would be diminishing. And I think through education, that is the potential, not just for women and their families, but for the men in our culture. And that's a movement I'd like to see grow.
And actually, the power and control, too, can happen in the workplace as well. So when we talk about women needing support, they need support in quite a few ways. I know a lot of women who have actually left the workplace to start their own business so that they could be autonomous and create what they need on their own.
Does WESO, for example, provide training on things like sexual harassment and how to recognize it and avoid it and that sort of thing?
We actually don't cover that. That's covered by some other organizations in the Valley.
Quite a network of services we're talking about for women in the Rogue Valley. We'll take a couple more minutes to talk to Terry Manser, who's the president at WESO, Women Entrepreneurs of Southern Oregon. Laura O'Brien is the executive director at Community Works. They're working on a couple of ventures together, WESO helping to support Dunn House and then perhaps find some things to do for people who've been through the Dunn House shelter. Join us on The Exchange at 800-838-3760 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. Have there been pairings between WESO and Community Works in the past?
No, this is actually the first time.
Really?
We're really excited, yeah.
Yeah.
And I do want to mention that the caller talked about the need she needs to bring in some supplies. And I do want to mention that people, please stop by the Women Entrepreneur Showcase happening at the Inn at the Commons on March 12th. It's a showcase. It will have vendors there sharing about their local successful businesses. But we also have some community organizations, and one of those is going to be Dunn House. And Dunn House will be collecting financial contributions and other support items. But yes, one thing I want to mention too, this Women Entrepreneurs Showcase that is coming up, we still have some vendor tables available. We always run out every year. So if you've been thinking about grabbing a vendor table at the Women Entrepreneur Showcase, do it quickly. This Friday is actually our deadline for the early registration, early bird registration.
Friday deadline. And what's the best way to contact WESO? We do have a link through our website, but if people want to go straight there.
It's wesoweb.org. So WESOWEB.org.
WESOWEB.org.
Okay. Yes.
And is there a phone number, too? Might as well give that out while we're at it.
Actually, we abandoned our phone number. We decided that people were just really contacting us through the Internet. So
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
We just did that recently. We decided to go ahead and save some money and abandon that telephone
number. I was wondering
when
that was going to happen because, right. the way that people tend to go to the Internet instead of phones, I was waiting for a first organization to do it. I think
That's
you are
it.
The first.
Yes,
that,
yes.
That did that.
Groundbreaking organization.
I wanted to ask, though, Terry, because in the process of researching what WESO does, I did happen to run across the fact that there was another organization not connected to yours, at least not recently, but Women Entrepreneurs of Oregon, which is shut down for lack of members last year, and which raises the question in general terms of as women are more predictably in the workplace and as business owners as well, whether organizations like Entrepreneur for Women organizations continue to have a relevance in the world and a need.
Yeah. Actually, WESO started out as a Southern Oregon group. We were the
like a chapter of
a chapter,
Women
yes.
Entrepreneurs of Oregon?
We were the Rogue Valley chapter of the Women Entrepreneurs of Oregon. And when that organization started to drop off in 2001, we actually spun off and became the Women Entrepreneurs of Southern Oregon, our own nonprofit organization. So we had been associated with them in the past. But to answer your question about this ongoing need to support women, sometimes I struggle with that. Why do we have women in the name? We shouldn't have to talk about it anymore. Unfortunately, we do, and that's why we have these organizations where there's some additional support that's needed. I'm hoping someday we will be able to nix the women off of our name, that it will no longer be necessary.
This will be Entrepreneurs of Southern Oregon.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Ways in which you can support women in the Rogue Valley. Terry Manser is the president at WESO, Women Entrepreneurs of Southern Oregon. Laura O'Brien is the executive director at Community Works, which runs the Dunn House, the Women's Shelter, and a bunch of other programs as well that we didn't even scratch the surface of today. Thank you both for joining us today at the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.